Hello, this is Mark here from the marketing department. I am here with Blythe Duff and we are talking about Kira, which is on in the main house all this week until the 25th of January. Lovely to have you with us, Blythe. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm really, really glad to be at the Six. It's been a while since I've been here, actually, so it's nice to bring Kira in particular to Glasgow, but actually to be in the Gorbals more than anything. So I've been kind of waiting for this moment. I kind of feel as if this might be its spiritual home, which certainly, I know it was a long while, as I say, since I worked on the space, but it's a solo show, so it's quite important that I can connect with the audience. And what's lovely about it is that I've remembered what a beautiful auditorium the Citizens is, but that you can sit in that stage, and it doesn't have a lot of movement in the piece, but you can feel enveloped in that auditorium, in that space. And we opened last night, Tuesday, and I was just gobsmacked by how accessible the audience were and how much they got, and just, it was everything that I hoped it would be. So I'm really delighted, actually. I'm on a bit of a high.
Very good. Well, that's what we like to hear.
I know, it's really nice. So Glasgow seems to be turning up, and that's even nicer, so and we seem to get it, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously has a special resonance with Glasgow. It's about Glasgow. It's about the people of Glasgow as well. And it seemed to me that maybe a Glasgow audience would appreciate all the characters in it as well, and the character of Kira, but also the other characters that appear in the play, and sort of maybe even see the characters, even if they don't know all of the history.
Well, I think what's quite nice about it is that I've been told, even when the piece was in Edinburgh, it started at the Edinburgh Festival last year, and then it had another outing at the Traverse just before Christmas time. So this is its third outing. And as I say, it felt that Glasgow needed to see it and needed to hear it, and that it's beautifully drawn, and it is a beautiful piece about Glasgow. It's lyrical, it's poetic, it's got a lot of humour in it, it's got a lot of filthy language, it's raw, it's visceral, it's got an energy, the poetry in it is just stunning. And David Harrower, who's an Edinburgh man, as we probably all know, I think has done a beautiful job of capturing the city of Glasgow and its people, and the good and the bad. And I think something that seems to sit quite well within the piece, and particularly when you're sitting in the Gorbals and you're talking about places like Babbity Bowster and Brickton and Dalmarnock and Parkhead, and you feel, and Tradeston, you could literally walk within 4 or 5 minutes to all of those areas. And so last night it felt like as if it was ringing in a totally different way. But there was some talk last year about whether or not this piece could travel, and you know, I have, because I've been working on it, I've been so closely working on the piece from David's first draft, you know, I feel as if it's got a universal theme as well, and it's very Greek. It's a Greek tragedy, you know, and that's reflected in Kira's costume, and the fact that we have columns, that is an old disused warehouse, which you see quite a lot in Glasgow and all the sort of dockyard areas, and it lends itself to this feeling of a Greek tragedy, because it is. It's about family, and it's about what you give your children, what your children take from your parents, and what you want to leave behind, and what you need to take with you into your life. So it's got an incredible wide-ranging theme, although its background is Glasgow. So I think what's nice about it is that everybody gets it for a different reason, and that's, to me, a sign of a good theatre piece, that when it does travel, you know, there's no reason why this couldn't go to Chicago. I've had somebody who said, you know, oh, you know, definitely Chicago, it could work, you know. And I think anywhere that has that cheek by jowl world, and in this case it's the art world and the gangster world, and religion, and they tie up very well, and so but it has got the rhythm of Glasgow, and David has found that rather beautifully. I mean, David's very nervous about he was really nervous last night. He was going to get lynched. Either because he's from Edinburgh and he's writing a piece about Glasgow, how dare he? Or whether or not that he was thinking, you know, is there somebody who's ready to stab me? So we're doing a discussion on Thursday night, and I said, look, you could get a screen up. We could just hide you behind an actor's voice, and it'll all be fine. So I think he was slightly worried that somebody was going to wait for him at the stage door, which makes me laugh. Because if you know David Harrower, because I'm thinking, I've had a good David, because it's not your face that's up there, it's my face. I'm just, oh, that's her, that's who she, but